where the power enters your home. And there's a company locally here in town that can help with that kind of thing. There's also a product that we're going to talk about that can take care of whole house surge protection. So stay tuned for that. Of course, later on in the show, our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week, and all kinds of other fun and maybe some entertainment. You never know.
You never know.
That's the idea of the show today. It is the Computer Corner again. We're here 602-277-5827, and we're going to start by going to Adam, who is our 14-year-old whizager, which is the term that Mike Kell came up with last week. And Adam comes to us each week to try to bring us some tidbits of information and knowledge and obscure stuff, I guess is kind of how it goes.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's going on this week, Adam?
Well, among other things, I just got back from a little vacation out to California.
You need a vacation. You're 14-year-old, you're a teenager, you're out of school, and you needed a break from the break.
Yeah. I need a break.
Well, isn't Ken on vacation, too?
No. He's actually in Las Vegas for the grand opening of our first Las Vegas location out there. So that's what he's doing this weekend.
But Ken's old, so he needs vacations.
Yeah.
Exactly. So give us a preview of the first item you got to talk about today, Adam.
Well, Microsoft Virtual PC, a new version coming out.
Virtual PC, the program that lets you run other operating systems within your own. Sounds complicated, but not. I'm going to stick Adam right where he's at and let him just hang out there for a minute. When we come back, we're going to find out what is Microsoft Virtual PC, and is it something I need? Do I care? And I'm sure Adam's got a couple other news stories. Again, we're talking about surge protection. We're talking about fires, monsoons, and things that can kill your PC. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR, 602-277-5827, or visit us online at datadoctors.com and click on the radio show. Mike Hell and Brandon back after the news.